Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to have a great time.
Yes, we are. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and I hope you're ready to draw. Today's topic is hobbies.
And our title for today is, Can you draw? Can you draw? Peter, do you like to draw?
I do like to draw. I think it can be relaxing sometimes. Or when I need to think about a problem, I pull out a piece of paper and a pencil and just draw for a while.
That's nice. I can draw, but I'm not very good. All right, friends, it's time to go to our Read It with Peter.
Taylor likes to draw. She can enter the art museum's contest. Maybe Linda can too. Rob is drawing a rainbow. He is imagining it. He can look at some real rainbows. Then his drawing may be better. Linda is drawing something. What is it? Alex can't tell from the shape or the size.
Thanks, Peter. This is a fun hobby to talk about today.
That's right. Friends, do you like to draw?
Maybe you think you are not very good at drawing, but that's okay. I think we can all draw. If we are in a class or work, we can take out a pencil and draw something like a cloud or a tree.
Or you can be one of those people that says, Oh, drawing! I love to draw! I draw all the time. Well, depending on who you are, it doesn't matter because we'll still have a lot of fun today. Here's Christina with our key words. Let's learn together.
Hi, 我们今天会讲到画画。 Taylor 就很喜欢画画。 他的动词是 draw. Taylor likes to draw. 他画得很棒, 正想着要参加博物馆的绘画比赛。 博物馆是museum, the museum is having a contest. Rob也很喜欢画画, 他在摄影棚里画彩虹, 彩虹是rainbow, he is drawing a rainbow. 画彩虹的时候, Rob在心中想着 彩虹的样子, 想象就是imagine, Rob is imagining the rainbow. Linda 画了一个东西, 要Alex猜猜看是什么。 Alex说, 从形状看来像是一只动物。 It's the shape of an animal. 名词shape就是形状。
Hi, Taylor. What are you drawing?
I'm drawing some flowers.
You draw very well. Are you drawing for fun?
No, the art museum is having a contest. I can enter my drawing.
Really? Maybe I can enter the contest too.
Oh, do you draw?
I can draw a little. Taylor is drawing in the Jungle Cafe. Friends, do you like to draw? You can think of something like an animal or a plant, anything, and then you can draw it.
That's right. We use pencils and pens to draw, and you use those pens and pencils to draw on paper. Marie, when you were a kid, did you draw?
I did, Peter, but I wasn't good at drawing. My friends were a lot better than me. But it was still fun.
When I was a kid, I liked to draw too. I used to draw with my brother. He was better than me, but we still had fun. We liked to draw for fun.
That's great. Drawing for fun is a good hobby. Doing anything for fun is fun. Hey, I like learning from Rebecca for fun. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends! If you want to ask someone if they are doing something for fun, you can use this grammar point. Are you action for fun? For example, are you reading for fun or are you singing for fun? This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, that was fun. Today's grammar point is about the question, are you doing something for fun? You can answer the question by saying yes or no. Marie, are you studying for fun?
No, I am not studying for fun. I am studying for a test. Peter, are you exercising for fun?
Yes, I exercise for fun. Some people don't think it is fun. They exercise for their health, which is the second part of that sentence, for something.
Oh, so you are saying people are exercising for different things. Some exercise for their health, others exercise for fun.
That's right. So friends, try practicing asking and answering this question at home. So Marie, do you draw very well?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think you are very good at drawing, and you draw very well. That's today's
calendar phrase.
You draw very well.
You draw very well.
你画得很好.
Look at my picture.
Oh, you draw very well.
I like to draw.
You draw very well.
I practice every day.
You draw very well. That's a cute monkey.
This isn't a monkey. It's you.
Me? You don't draw very well.
You draw very well.
You draw very well.
你画得很好.
Well, that was a very fun calendar phrase. Well, now we have Conversation B coming up right now.
Are you drawing something for the contest, Rob?
Yes, I'm drawing a rainbow. What do you think?
That's an interesting rainbow. The colors are, different.
I know. I'm imagining the rainbow.
Maybe you can look at pictures of real rainbows.
That's a good idea. Then my drawing can be better.
So our friends are entering a contest. When you are going to be a part of a contest, we say that you enter into it.
Yeah, we know that Taylor is entering the contest at the museum. And now we learn that Rob is also drawing something for the contest.
That's right. What is Rob drawing for the contest? He is drawing a rainbow. Wow, I love rainbows. And here's a drawing of one.
Wow, it has all different kinds of colors. Let's name all the colors together.
That's a great idea. Okay, so we have red. And then what's next?
And then orange.
Okay, after that is yellow.
And green.
And blue.
And the last one is purple.
But wait a minute. Rob's rainbow is different. The colors are different. What does that mean?
Well, a real rainbow always has the same colors in the same order. Red is always next to orange, then yellow, green, blue, and finally purple.
That's true. So Rob's rainbow is interesting. Susie says, that's an interesting rainbow. Friends, let's take a closer look at this sentence with Christina.
Susie 看了 Rob 画的彩虹后说, That's an interesting rainbow. 形容词 interesting 表示有趣有意思的，所以 Susie 说 Rob 画的彩虹很有意思。通常有人这样讲的时候，其实是觉得这个作品怪怪的，哪里不对劲，因为实在不知道该怎么回应，所以就说 That's an interesting rainbow。举例来说，你的朋友新创的一道菜，你试吃之后觉得实在不知道该怎么说，于是你说 That's an interesting dish。还有比如外国朋友来到台湾，你请他们吃皮蛋，他们可能会寓意深远的说interesting, very interesting. 所以这下子你就知道他们的意思咯。
Thanks, Christina. So Rob drew an interesting rainbow. It is different from a real rainbow. This is because he is imagining a rainbow with special colors.
Then he draws that idea onto paper.That's why drawing is so great. You can imagine anything. Then you can show it by drawing it on paper.
That's right. But Susie thinks he should draw a rainbow that looks more real. He should imagine less.
Maybe not. I like his original imaginary drawing. It is so creative. What do you think, friends?Do you like imagining things, then drawing them? Or do you like drawing real things from pictures?
Talk to your friends about that question during this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break, friends. Did you draw anything from the break?
I was drawing during the break. Hey, Marie, take a look at this.
Oh, that's an interesting... What is that, Peter?
You can't tell what it is. I drew... You know what, friends? Let's go to Conversation C. I think someone else has this problem, too.
Alex, do you like my drawing?
It's nice, Linda, but...
But what?
What is it? It's the shape of an animal. But is it a wolf? Is it a deer?
It's not a wolf or a deer. It's a dog.
Oh, sorry, I can't tell by the size.
Linda is drawing today too. This is great. Everyone wants to draw.
I agree, but...
But what, Peter?
Well, Alex can't tell what Linda's drawing is. Is it...A wolf? Is it a deer? He can't tell what the drawing is. He knows it's an animal, but he just can't tell what it is.
Well, we use this word tell in two ways. The first way we use it is to tell someone something. It's like the word say. I could tell Peter he is very good at drawing.
That's right. Thank you for telling me that. The other way we use this word is to understand something. Alex looks at the drawing, but he really can't tell what she is drawing.
Well, right now, Christina can help us explain a little more about how Alex is using this word today. Let's watch her together.
Linda 画的东西从形状上看来是一个动物，但是 Alex 觉得必须知道它的体型大小才能分辨它是狼还是鹿。他说 I can't tell by the size, 动词 tell 可以当分辨或辨识的意思。Tell by something 表示从某种线索去辨识一样东西。比如说 I can't tell by the smell， 我闻味道弄不清楚是什么东西。或者 You can tell she's excited by her voice， 你光听她的声音就知道她很兴奋。
Thanks, Christina. So Alex can't tell, but the shape is of an animal. That's a good start.
And we all know our shapes. There are squares, circles, round things, and things shaped like boxes. Peter, I have something right here. You need to guess what it is.
Oh, cool, fun.
But you can't look at it. You have to feel it and tell me what shape it is.
Oh, okay. It feels round, kind of like a ball.
Okay.
It's a yellow ball.
You're correct, Peter. Good job.
That's right. So we can guess things by the shape. So Linda draws a dog, but Alex can't tell because of the size.
Everything has a size. Is it small, medium, or big?
An ant is small and an elephant is big.
When I order a drink, I like to order a medium cup.
That's right. Well, friends, we have learned a lot, and now it's time for us to review. Let's review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword for today. Draw. Draw. I don't paint. I draw.
Museum. Museum. Can we go to the history museum?
Rainbow. Rainbow. There are many colors in a rainbow.
Imagine. Imagine.I can't imagine a trip to Spain.
Shape. Shape. A ball's shape is round. All right, friends, remember to review our keywords. But now let's review our conversations. Hi, Taylor.
What are you drawing?
I'm drawing some flowers.
You draw very well. Are you drawing for fun?
No, the art museum is having a contest. I can enter my drawing.
Really? Maybe I can enter the contest too.
Oh, do you draw?
I can draw a little.
Are you drawing something for the contest, Rob?
Yes, I'm drawing a rainbow. What do you think?
That's an interesting rainbow. The colors are, different.
I know. I'm imagining the rainbow.
Maybe you can look at pictures of real rainbows.
That's a good idea. Then my drawing can be better.
Alex, do you like my drawing?
It's nice, Linda, but...
But what?
What is it? It's the shape of an animal. But is it a wolf? Is it a deer?
It's not a wolf or a deer. It's a dog.
Oh... Sorry, I can't tell by the size. Oh.
What are you doing, Ginger?
I'm drawing a picture, Monkey Man.
Oh, do you like to draw?
No, I don't.
Well, then why are you drawing?
There's a drawing contest.
A contest?
Yeah, and I'm going to win.
Really?
Yeah, but what should I draw?
Well, you could draw flowers.
No, I don't want to draw flowers.
Oh, you can draw a rainbow.
No, I don't want to draw a rainbow.
I know, you can draw a dog.
Nah, I don't want to draw a dog either.
Well, you can draw...
Oh, I know what to draw.
Okay, what are you going to draw, Ginger?
You'll see.
All right, today is Monday, so we can practice answering it together. Here's question number one. How can Rob make his drawing better? How can Rob make his drawing better?
You can find the answer in conversation B. He can look at some pictures of rainbows. Question 2. Do you often draw things? Why or why not? Do you often draw things? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I often draw things? Sure, I enjoy drawing things. Sometimes I draw my dog or other animals. Sometimes I draw flowers or just go outside and try to draw something I see. My drawing isn't always good, but I always like trying. It's fun. How about you? Do you draw things? If not, maybe you should.
Do I often draw things? I do. I love to draw things, and I need to for my job. As the weatherman, I need to draw the figurations of the weather and the clouds as they form over our city. It's very important that I draw out my ideas and that I can draw what the weather would look like. So I do draw things very often.
Do I often draw things? No, I don't draw things very often, but I take pictures instead. Taking pictures is much faster than drawing. But there is one downside to taking pictures. I need to buy a lot of equipment. I need to buy a camera, a computer, and a printer to print out the pictures. But for drawing, I just need to buy a pencil and paper.
All right, friends, we'll see you tomorrow for another great lesson right here on...
Let's talk in English!
Goodbye! Bye.